Hello, my name is Chris Ergis, and I'm a board member with the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, or CIVIC. Today, I'm going to discuss and hopefully answer your questions about why CIVIC has a 90-day waiting period between attempts of the Certification and Infection Control Exam, or CIC, if a candidate does not pass. There is a lot more that goes into developing and managing a certification than one might think. For example, examination security is a high priority for most certification programs and is even one of the standards that certifying bodies must meet in order to be accredited with the National Commission for Credentialing Agencies, also called the NCCA. Other important facets of certification are best practices and personal and professional growth. First, I would like to address the issue of examination security. There are four different versions of the computer-based test, also called forms. The exam questions, also called items, are all pulled from the same bank. However, there are slight variations to each version of the examination. The main purpose behind this is to strengthen the security of the CIC examination. The 90-day waiting period ensures that a candidate does not take the same test in a 12-month period, thus increasing the security of the exam. Standard 16 of the NCCA accreditation program states, the certification program must develop and adhere to appropriate, standardized, and secure procedures for the development and administration of the assessment instruments. The fact that such procedures are enforced should be published. As an NCCA accredited certification program, CIVIC needs to create slightly different exam forms so that cheating becomes more difficult. While we realize that cheating is a rare occurrence, the NCCA standards are in place for reason as, unfortunately, it still happens from time to time across all certification programs and professions. However, candidates can rest assured that while examination forms vary slightly, the examination forms have been weighted to ensure quality across all forms. The leadership of CIVIC is passionate about continued competency, education, and personal and professional growth. Therefore, another reason for the 90-day waiting period is that we firmly believe that the candidate needs to reevaluate their level of knowledge across all content areas and develop additional study plans that they may need in order to successfully complete the exam on a future attempt. Without assessment and evaluation of their current knowledge base as it relates to the exam, CIVIC has found that many candidates are not successful on subsequent examination attempts. If you are an initial CIC candidate who did not pass the examination, you must submit a new application, including all required documentation and fees, and be determined eligible to retake the exam. If you are a candidate who attempted the recertification examination and were unsuccessful, you must recertify by taking the examination at a Prometric testing center before the current certification cycle ends to maintain your CIC certification. Initial candidates may take the examination a maximum of 4 times per year and no more than once every 90 days. Recertifiers who failed the recertification examination may only have one more attempt at the examination in the recertification year by going to a Prometric testing center. After this, they will have to apply for initial certification again once their certification lapses. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, recorded on September 21, 2015. Thank you for listening. For additional podcasts and information on the CIC examination, please visit our website at www.cibic.org. That's www.cbic.org.